Welcome to a Drop Tent Media production.
Hi, hello, welcome, Call to Bus, Neil Wood, Adam Nutter.
By the renewing of your mind,
the recycling, it's a flesh body world.
Do it.
Human.
Do it.
Sir Slimy Reptilian.
Oh, get in the cult. Sorry, guys. I've been remixing stuff. What's up, everybody? How you doing? Neil Wood here with Adam Nutter.
Another
day in the cult. It's good to see you guys. Good to see you, Adam. Good to hear your voice.
Agreed. We got to stop recording these during the day. I look like shit on camera with this lighting. My eyes look sunken in constantly like I'm a fucking zombie.
I look amazing. So,
well, yeah, that's not
I've
great.
Only existed in this basement. I've only existed in this basement.
You're like Bane of podcasting, dude.
Yes.
I sleep on these couches.
I sleep on this couch. I am from the darkness.
The studio lights embolden me. They give me my pale skin.
I am born of podding. I've born of it, yes.
You merely took on the microphone.
I love Bane. Like, Bane, like, Fat Bane. It's a shame because, like, Thor got, like, a fat Thor. But, like, Fat Bane sounds even better. Like,
yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, God. I am
oh, man, I adopted the diabetes. I was born in it.
Stairs are really breaking my back this time, guys. Oh, fuck. I really should have done this when I was born of it. Oh, God.
His mask is just a fucking asthma inhaler.
Oh, yes, Joker, go on ahead. Oh, fuck.
Okay, I'll catch up with you guys.
Maybe we do, like, some more chaos later. I'm, like, fucking really tired, to be honest with you. Those stairs, it was. I know it was only 10, but holy shit.
What a beautiful, beautiful cheeseburger.
It's, Jesus. Yeah, I'm shaking my head at most of Americans nowadays with their weight and their dumps.
It's nuts, dude. The weight thing is crazy. It's fucking absurd.
It's you know what it is, and I'm talking about this on stage. It's not like instead of a joke. I just kind of go like, guys, when did patriotism just mean stubbornness in America?
I know, and it's a bummer. When did I love patriotism? it's getting
sure,
melded into fucking gross fat people.
it's just like stubbornness is like, you know, like Americans will say if they're big, they'll one just say they're big.
Yeah, oh yeah, or great. Husky.
Yeah, it's husky. Like, well, I'm thin for an American. You're like, you're saying that's like what. We're doing this to ourselves now. We're like, we're offering, well, I'm only a couple extra pounds. It's like, no, you're big. You're fat. Like, it's a,
yeah.
Like, what are we talking here? Why are we just rolling over, just letting our bellies be exposed, literally, out and about. It's nuts how much people just don't want to do anything.
It's the, no one blows me more, my mind more than anything else, is the confidence of some fat people with what they wear. Mainly, I guess it's more of a woman thing, but like fat dudes too, but it's mainly women, I guess. But like, I work out every day and I'm afraid to take my shirt off at the pool because I'm like, I think people make fun of my fucking fat gut or whatever. And these motherfuckers are just like, yo, what up? Like, shirt up, fucking doing what? Tying this thing, the halter, the hot halter top, the hot chick halter top, that one. Yeah, I know. What are they doing? I can't. It's fucking crazy to me. The confidence is crazy to me. Also, the confidence of like they think they're just going to live forever. And I think I'm going to die every second of every day. I'm worried about dying. And they have no fear of like clogged arteries, their heart stopping, diabetes, cholesterol, name a thing. Aneurysm. I guess we could all get that, but whatever. I feel like if you're fat, that probably doesn't help you. So like anything, and me, I'm in my house being like, oh, I felt the pain in my fucking left side. I think I'm dying. I gotta work out hard. I can't eat ice cream. It's like I don't get it. It's a mental thing. I can't do it.
Hey, it's this dumb backlash bullshit back and forth. Just even the way the way media reports on something as stupid as like eggs back in the day, right? This old thing.
Yeah,
like,
dude.
We do the same thing mentally. With like as the societal politic bullshit like plays in, like, I'm not even politics. It's like the it is, but it shouldn't be. This is what I'm saying. Like, it's politics is spoiled. Obviously we all know that, whatever, but I'm trying to say that, like, the Lizzo thing of just being like body positive and body positivity is like really not what they made it out to be in that way. Like, it's got nothing to do with that. Body positivity is like, yeah, you don't look like the stars. We all do. Like, again, you're not wanting to take your shirt off or whatever the fuck. And me, the same kind of stuff. And you should be
that's
okay with
that.
That's
because of your gross oversized nipples.
I keep it cold and it's fine.
That's true.
If I keep it cold.
You can't do that, you know?
Outside, I'm not outside at those times. I'm not outside when it's 90 degrees and humidity with the shirt off. I don't do it.
Neil's never been west of the Mississippi because it's too hot. He only stays northeast.
I can't do it. It's too humid. My nippies, you know, my nippies puff up, and then I'm it's ruined. It's ruined. So, but you know, outside with a little breeze, I'm looking good. So that's
yeah,
fine.
Of course. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You got to keep it to mild climates all the times.
I got to just, you know what I mean? Listen, if you don't think that at one point in a pool on a hot day that I haven't splashed some water on my nips to get them back hard, you're lying to yourself.
Oh, did you ever walk past the pool but didn't want to go in, but you had to do that, so you just bent over? And you had to give yourself like a like a washing yourself and just hit your tits and you want to keep going like a quick
no I've never been down like a okay. bison to a lake and
like you're washing yourself
my udders. Yeah, no, I've never done that not yet. Just
like look at the cow guy, he's doing it again. They start
like,
yelling
that's
at you.
Fat that feels like fat what fat Bane would do. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Let me just get these here, just kind of so they're not so puffy.
That would be funny if that's like the last fat part of you that just didn't leave you. Like you still do that. Like,
there'd be
you
a
know,
shirt
you're
on.
Like, I still gotta clean my tits.
There would be a shirt on, sir. That's why. I wouldn't chance it. It'd be, before I got up from the chair, I'd be like, I can feel my nephews, they're puff. I gotta put a shirt on. Like,
you wrap it around your neck.
But that's truly what body positivity is talking about. It's like, whatever, you got fucking big nipples. Like, at the end of the day, it's not that big of a fucking deal. But somehow it got written in where, like, you're 300 pounds and we're like, it's don't make fun of me. Or, which, making fun of someone who's just a stranger, probably not going to help. But we've all been in situations where, like, hey, bud, you're kind of big. I've done it with you. Just be
with
like,
me. I was going to say, you with me. You're talking
it's,
about.
Yeah, it just comes down to, like, do you care for this person? And exactly. Do you think that they're going to be healthy when they're 80 and 300 pounds? Like, we scientifically know that is not how it works. That's
no,
just not 100%. Going to happen. Your body is not going to be built. So it's so funny how this bullshit swings back and forth. It's akin to, like, it's such a lie to yourself that it's almost comical. I'm just like,
your Jeff dies. Joke about he's like he's I don't think he's the joke but he's like he's like if I'll tell ladies be like oh you're so beautiful you look just like Lizzo he's like and watch them spiral because he's right he's like have all these women being like she's beautiful it's like okay well you look like Lizzo then I think you're beautiful and they're like well hold on they're like immediately like hold on wait what do you mean by that it's like well she's beautiful you're talking about why do you care. It's like, because we all know, stop the bullshit. It doesn't help anybody. And again, this is the thing. It's like, yeah, man, be fat. That's fine. But don't hit me with the, like, it's okay to be, like, I'm going to be, like, healthy and, like, nothing's wrong with this. Like, no, there is something wrong with it. Like, your body is falling apart. You're failing. You're killing yourself. It's not okay. But, hey, man, do you. That's great. Like, kill yourself. I don't give a fuck. But, like, I'm not going to sit here and be like, yeah, that's healthy. That's crazy. You know, slowly kill yourself. I mean, like, you're killing yourself by being fat, not kill yourself. Sorry. Not, like, actually kill yourself. But, like, you're killing yourself by being a fatty fat. So it's like, yeah, man,
yeah,
that's fine.
It's gotten hijacked to allow it. It's yeah, it's so many people when they heard the, like, the Lizzo thing that we're bigger. And you could be a beautiful, big person. You know what I mean? Like, that's what it is. It's like,
yeah inside, inside of you could be beautiful. Yes.
I think I like a thick lady. We're not talking about a few extra pounds. Like, we're talking about Lizzo, who eventually is going to hit a cholesterol wall or a stress on her heart wall.
But she might bounce right through that wall, dude. She got some weight behind her. She might break through
will.
That wall.
I mean, she's broken stages. So it's one of those things. I just, yeah, it's unfortunately a hijacking of that feeling and that scenario. I'm sure it makes people feel good and you know, all that bullshit, but it's you're lying to yourself. You're lying. I mean, you're lying to yourself because a doctor eventually is going to be like, Great face, but like all of the inside is bad. I'm a medical doctor, and I'm just gonna go all inside. Bad. That's my
bad. My diagnosis. It's bad. I don't know if you could see. It's my medical opinion. It's bad. It's very
Like Lizzo's like top of the charts. For like, but on a doctor's chart, she's like at the bottom, performing terribly.
Right. It's, top of the musical charts, bottom of the medical charts.
It's and I mean, hey, listen, she's trying to incorporate food into her diet, bananas and stuff, so that's important. But you know, hey, she's finding places to eat it when she can, which I get, which is wonderful. But you know, there's also that type of sugar is fine, but it's, you know, I love that. Anyway, dude, it's so tough. As somebody who comes from like a big family who have all like lost weight, like they've all, you know, really, like my mom, my sister and stuff like that, myself, my oldest sister, shout out Chrissy, you're a delight. She's hard on herself sometimes. She'll just, dude, you ever have that family member that's like, before you even, like, no one's, I feel bad because she'll just be like, oh, I look like shit. I'm like, yo, easy. It's my sister you're talking to. You know what I mean? No one said anything. You're doing great. You're doing great. It's all good. But sometimes she is like too far the other way. Where she's like, I was like, you're doing good, baby girl. You got a couple things you could, you can work on. It's so funny how much like some people are so critical, myself included. And then other people, it's just like, hey, you working on that or.
Right.
And all you're working on.
Do you want me to work on it for you? It's like, I'll help. Do you want me to get involved?
I check my friends. I check them whenever you can. And with others, you realize I stepped over the line with a friend recently, accidentally talking about stuff. They walked out of the room. It actually wasn't that, but it was in terms of I touched a subject with cops and policing that they didn't like. And it's fine. It happens. We're actually friends, so it's fine.
Wow, I got it. I can't even imagine who you're talking about, or B, what the conversation was, where you were talking about cop and stuff, where they, oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, it's fine. It doesn't matter. But it's not important for the subject.
Dumb.
And it's me knowing, like, it's me. I knew, like, I should have known, and I did say that. I was like, it was too early, and I shouldn't have. You know,
I know exactly. Okay,
calm
I got it.
Down. I didn't even say. Okay, all right,
no, it's my brain. It's more for me because I'm so dumb, and it just took me that long to be a very obvious connection. Stupid.
Well, yeah, it's just tough though. Like, we're in that time where either people don't talk about something like on purpose, like you don't talk about it in public, don't bring it up, they'll poo-poo you if you do. Or just get away from me. Like, I can't even deal with the conversation that you're having. I don't know how to take criticism. I don't know how to take, and I'm not saying that in this scenario. It's saying, like, across the board, like, it's in public. People cannot deal with problems.
Yes. Which it's for sure true.
Which is, mwah, for the medic. It's so good.
Speaking of fucking people not being able to deal with problems, shout out. I was at the Giants Washington game on Sunday. Actually, with my dad, and they won.
They won.
So let's go. which I realized what I have to do. I have to go to every game and no win.
Oh, is that all?
So I schedule every game.
Oh, okay.
Season tickets, which I've been on a waiting list for like 2 years. So anybody out there who wants to, if you're a true Giants fan and you see the luck I just brought our team, you would give me your season tickets because I'm clearly the good luck charm we need. All right. So be a good fucking fan, you scumbags.
The Giants have a 2-year waiting list.
Oh, it's more than that. Oh, it's way longer than that. The Giants are a legacy team. Yeah. We also have four Super Bowls, sir. You wash your goddamn mouth. You watch your goddamn mouth. This is what this is about. This is what this conversation is about. This is about you shitting on my team. Okay. This is about.
I guess you're not the Jets, but fuck.
We are a legacy team and we have four Super Bowls. We went to five. We only lost one Super Bowl. Whatever. This isn't what this conversation is about. Wow. I'm going to get sucked into this conversation. You know what? I'm going to be the adult. I'm going to be the adult. I'm going to step away from this. We won. We won Sunday. In fact,
against Washington.
Shut up. It was the first home game we won this year, and I went to it. Shut up. We needed that.
State named after the state. There, you didn't. You're not crushing.
I'm in a state, technically.
No, right.
District.
Well, wait. Isn't Washington?
D.C.
Isn't that? I thought that was Washington State's team.
Seattle. Seahawks.
Fuck, I forgot that.
Why would they be in our division when they play 3,000 miles away? It wouldn't make any sense.
I always forget that we somehow let DC do its thing. Every time I forget that.
They're not the DC. They should be the DC Commanders.
It's insane.
Or the DC Redskins, whatever the fuck you want to call themselves. Yeah, the DC football team. It is bullshit. Yeah, it is
DC
bullshit.
DC Commander. I will now put that in my head as DC Commanders instead of forget that every time. That's how stupid. Again, I don't even whatever, but wow.
Dallas is technically the furthest team from the division.
Right? I know that.
Eagles, New York, and Washington are all right here. We're all 3 hours from each other.
Why are you guys in here? That doesn't make any sense. Yeah, anyway. Holy shit. Yeah, yeah. I watched some of the I've been shitting on this entire, sports team thing, so I won't discuss it, but because the city is alive with just
it's
frantic
bummer.
Energy that is so
you guys are
fucking misguided.
Crushing it. Well, you know what it is, as a New York sports fan who lives outside of Philly, I hate it because you guys are winning and we're not, right? And like, we're a direct rival in most things. And I hate it. I hate seeing you guys happy. I hate seeing my friends happy. I want to see you guys miserable. And it's because I am. Yankees blew it this year. Everyone got hurt. We were supposed to win the fucking division. We came in second to last. And you guys barely squeaking the playoffs and they're going on a tear. What the? I'm rooting for the Diamondbacks. I'm rooting for the Texas Rangers. I'm rooting for anybody but the Phillies. I was rooting for the Dolphins against the Eagles the other day, which makes sense more. But anyway, my point is I was at the Giants game and we won. But my dad is, I want my dad. And he's breaching the age of now he's becoming like a toddler again. Okay. That old man age, you know what I'm saying? Where like, it's like, now I'm just taking a kid with me, not another adult. So I might as well get like a to-go bag, like a toddler bag with me. Because like, this was our, so first of all, it's about an hour, MetLife's about an hour and 12 minutes from my house. They live in Jersey. It would have been way longer to go to Jersey, pick him up, and then go to Jersey again, if that makes sense. Because they don't live like by the stadium. So it was quicker for him to drive to me, and then me to drive to MetLife. So I go, hey, all week, I think I called him 4 times. Because I had to get this through his fucking head. Hey, man, be in my house by 10 because we want to get breakfast first, and then we'll go to the game. We'll get there for like 12. We'll take our time. We'll casually have a park. We have a parking pass. We'll park right there. We'll casually walk over. No rush. We get our seats. What time to show up at my house?
Probably noon.
No, but, might as well have been, dude. 11:15. So fuck breakfast because that's physically cannot do that now, right? So he's like, well, I'm hungry.
Like Madonna? He's showing up late to, it's like an hour and 15 minutes late. Like, that's, you can't, that's insane.
He goes, well, there's an accident. I go, I don't believe you. You said that too quick, and you said it with your eyes, and you said, I don't believe you. I don't believe there was an accident. I can't prove it, but that's a little kid lie. I don't believe you. So I don't think there was an accident.
Yeah. Well, traffic-wise, it doesn't, I love these lies like that, because it's like, for him to be an hour, that means he was, it's like, what's the ride from your dad?
Oh, it's an hour.
Roughly?
Okay. An hour.
Yeah. I mean, you would. So, Dad, you left the house at 9.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So, Dad, you left the house at 9. Like, well,
that's what he does.
Because you've been in 2.5. You've been in 2 hours and 15 minutes worth of traffic.
You have to be like, so you're telling me 2 hours? And he has to be like, yeah. That's how they start. Of course.
Definitely. There.
Okay. Promptly I'm like, show me 9. Your GPS.
I was like Equalizer. Like, I really was just hit the clock. I was sitting on the edge of my bed completely dressed at 8.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what
I was ready to go. I was actually ready to go at 8. Your mom didn't let me leave till 9.
The like, okay. Whole thing. You know how it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Tag that before I leave. So, Dad, whoa, holy shit. You know how she gets. She gets
frisky.
Football games. I'm sorry.
Gets all
you
wet.
Don't co-sign this.
I will. I don't care. So he gets there. So I go, okay, well, now we can't have breakfast, dude, because we have to get to the fucking game. So we'll eat there. He goes, but I'm hungry, though. I went, well, you should have thought of that before you showed up an hour late to the house. We don't have the time. He's like, but my blood sugar. I'm like, oh, my God. So I'm like, fine. So there's a bagel place by my house. And I'm like, listen, as two native New Yorkers, I'm letting you know now this bacon, egg, and cheese is going to be what you're used to. Okay, it's fine, but it's not as good as you're going to be used to, okay? So he's like, it's fine. We get there.
The New York thing is to even bring that up, to be honest.
Because it's, I was – I'll tell you why, dude. I'll tell you why.
No,
I
you
was
– tell me why. You
no,
just
I'm going to tell the audience why. I was prefacing another complaint.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay? I was already addressing a complaint that I felt coming already.
It.
Already. Okay.
That's so the New York thing. See, yeah. This is what I'm saying. That's the more New York thing is not you. We know that from New York people, they're just like, we can go to this bagel place if you want. And you're like, just so you know, it's not going to be what you normally get. And they're like, yes. Like, I know you're late. This is bullshit already. And also we're not around you or from in New York, but yeah. I'm just going to let you know, I don't want to hear any shit.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I was doing. Yes.
You know, New Yorkers are going to complain.
Yes, 100%.
So man, this isn't as good as New York. Shut the fuck up!
Right. God damn New Yorkers. Right, exactly. Dude, so we get to the lot. It's like two cars there, because usually this place is like packed on the weekends, right? Because Sunday morning, right? Everybody's going there. I'm like, oh, shit, dude. I'm like, I think we got lucky. I think there's no one here. We walk in. I don't know. Maybe there was a portal in there where everybody could just walk in through, because everybody was in there. I don't know where they came from. The clown cars in the fucking parking lot? Don't know. Packed. I went, oh, dude, fuck. I looked at him and was like, hey, man, I'm telling you right now, I think we got to go. He's like, but we're already here. I went, yeah, that doesn't mean we can't get back in the car and leave, though, right? Because not a law. Right? This is a lot of people. He's like, but come on. I'm like, dude, okay. I can't argue. Fine. I'm like, so the bagels are there. I'm like, you can see what you want, but you got to order from here. Now he's just standing in front of the bagel thing for, I don't know, way longer than you have to. You know the bagels. You know what type of bagels there are. So I'm like, French toast bagel, bacon, egg and cheese, salt, pepper, ketchup, lightly toasted, go, you know? And then he's like, cinnamon raisin bagel, bacon, egg and cheese.
Fresh?
And,
is that
oh,
fresh?
We don't have any cinnamon raisin. He goes, okay, I have to go look. I said, no, you don't. I said, no, you don't. I physically grabbed him. I said, no, you don't. I said, you have any super cinnamon? She either went. I went, that's fine. Use that one. That's the one. I had a hold in there like a toddler. Then we sit down and they're doing to-go orders. They're doing DoorDash orders. They're doing other people's orders who walked in after us. And I'm like, where is 309? Where is three? Losing my shit. Losing my shit, right? Finally, it comes out. Now it is 11:45. So it took us a half hour, because it is 2 minutes from my house, this bagel place, from 11:15 to 11:45. It took us a half hour to get these fucking bacon, egg, and cheeses, which, shout out New York, you never take a half hour to get bacon, egg, and cheese in New York. So that is a fact. But whatever. So now, in the car, we're eating them, right? Driving there, traffic's okay. He has a cooler bag with like beers and stuff. You know, stadium beers are expensive, whatever. He pulls out the cooler bag. I go, what's that? He's like, what's what? I go, what's that right there? He's like, oh, this? Pulls out a fucking sandwich.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's just sit in that. Let's just really hold on to that. Hey, Dad, you, you think about throwing that sandwich in your mouth at any point? To you know.
Hey, remember when I was like, we're late and we don't have time for this, and I'm not really that hungry, so it's fine. And then you said, well, I am, but you had a sandwich all the time. Remember that?
Yeah.
He's like, well, that was for later. I said, you get seven? What the fuck is that answer? So
I mean, Dad, how poor are you? Look at me. You're rolling with me as well. How poor do you think we are?
Yeah,
that you're not going to be able to find food at a fucking stadium.
Yeah, like you know me, and how I will just pay for inconvenience to not be inconvenient. Like, I'm not going to pay to get him a sandwich if I had to.
I'll throw a dirty water dog down your fucking gullet, dude. I'll throw a dirty water dog at you, Pop. Like, we'll get you there eventually. Like, it's. Did you think you were going into the desert? What's happening?
He's going to Nam.
And you packed a convenient sandwich for it just for the trip over. Yeah. I've experienced this before with adults. It's never the adults that will let things slide,
yes,
like at
exactly.
That point. Like, if they were just like, I guess I'm not eating, whatever, like, easily maintenance. Adults that are higher maintenance always seemingly don't have the right thing with the stuff and need you to go do the thing. It's childish. It's get to the point of it's like, are you able to maintain yourself? If you know your blood sugars, you're an adult. Grab some. You should have fucking shit in your car. You have stuff.
Yeah,
you have a vehicle. We gave you a license. We gave you a license. You can't have treats? What's happening?
you're going to be furious at the second half of this story.
You think Lizzo got that big by not having snacks? She's got snacks. Get some snacks in your life.
So we're on the road after the sandwich thing. I'm just like, okay, it's fine. I'm just like sitting in the anger, just driving, right?
Just not. You do the look at them. You do the look of like, wanting them to connect the dots and being like,
right.
You know,
like, do you know why I'm mad right now? Like, I shouldn't have to say why I'm mad right now.
Did you at all? Did any synapses fire in order for you to understand?
There's no even neurons that going problem? Off, dude. Like, so we're actually no traffic. Why is no traffic to the stadium? Because everyone's
Giants
already there.
Oh, got it. Sorry.
that too. Sorry. But everyone's also already there. We suck and everyone's already there. So now the signage in MetLife is garbage. We have like a goal parking pass. I couldn't figure out where the fuck to go. People are like, just keep going that way. I had to circle the stadium 7 times. So now we're like killing time that way, right? I finally get the spot. We're good. We're walking. Okay, now you've been to sporting events. You know the security there is ludicrous. It's like they're very specific on what you can and cannot take in. Like, you know, only clear bags, only certain liquid. It's like TSA to a point, right?
Yeah.
Get to the security gate. There's no one there because everyone's already in the fucking stadium. By the way, we're already like 6 minutes into the first quarter. We missed the first 6 minutes of the game. I'm hearing people cheer. It's infuriating me more. Now my anger level is like ticking, 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 right? I have weed on me. I have my weed on me, my wallet, my keys, and my phone in my hand. I throw it in the fucking thing. I run through the line. No problem. 7 seconds. I'm through. I turn around. Beep. He gets stopped.
Of course.
Oh, okay. Walks back. Beep. Ah. Oh, you know what? I have this on me. He pulls out some. Bro, I don't even know what the fuck it was.
Miscellaneous.
I don't even know what the fuck it was. Puts that in the thing, walks back through.
Dad, why do you have a fucking Nazi ring on you right now? This is what you're carrying around in your pockets? It was your grandfather's. He pulled it off a dead man. He killed a Nazi. Yeah, leave it. Why is it in your pocket? You bring in the Civil War archives and did World War II memorabilia.
Beeps a second time. There's, oh, another miscellaneous item. Beeps a third time.
Ah, I left an anchor in my... Guys, I'm sorry. I have an anchor from a ship. An actual ship anchor in my pocket. Sorry, guys, my bad. Everybody in the back, my bad. There's no one behind me because everyone's inside, so it's fine.
Third time beeps. Goes back through. The guy's like, can I search? Starts searching him. I'm sitting there going like, audibly now, I'm like, what is happening? I go, where do you think you're going? I go, where do you think you're going right now? To watch a football game or you're going to war? Why do you have so many fucking gimmicky devices on you? Why? I'm not through with drugs. Why do you have so many things? So finally he gets through, right? He's like, what? What? I need my stuff. I go, you don't need your stuff. Leave it in the car. Like, leave it in the fucking car. I was so mad. Now we're on the escalator. Going up to the to our spot, and I'm like, dude, leave it in the car next time. As I'm giving him the speech, I hear, yeah, touchdown Giants. And I just look at him like this. Yeah. And I went, that could be the only touchdown of the game. And we just missed it. Right. Because you took 6 minutes to get through security, which we would have saw the touchdown if you got through and I got through. Which I am right. We would have 100% been at least not in our seats, but we would have saw the touchdown from the stadium.
Sure.
Then we get in our seats. Guy was in our seats.
Of course, always.
So older guy, my dad's age around. And I was like, hey man, I think you're in our seats. And he was like, huh?
What? Wait a
Oh, you know what? This is 316. I went, oh, is it? Is it? Get the fuck out of my seat. Dude, and then finally, after that, though, smooth sailing. Like, they won. No incidences. I got food for us. All that shit. But, like, dude, let me fucking tell you. I looked at him. I said, I'm not taking any more games. I'm just going to take someone else. I was like, this is a nightmare. Or I'm going to treat you like a legitimate child, and I'm going to dress you, take all the stuff out of your pockets, leave it in my car, and walk you hand in hand through security like a fucking baby, because that's what you are now, a 69-year-old baby. It was fucking wild.
It's like before he's leaving that house, you got him all dressed and everything like that. You just see him try to grab something off the counter, and you're like, "Dad, hey,
no.
We're not bringing switchblades again, didn't we? I was just gonna bring one.
Oh, he had.
Just gonna bring one knife,
dude. That's that. I know that's a joke, but that's not a joke because he actually had on him a switchblade.
Yeah.
I believe they didn't seem to care about.
Of course, no. That's your going out.
It was right there for everybody to see, and they didn't give a shit. But yeah. By the way, I saw it and I went, like, my eyes, like, because I'm like, oh, they're gonna fucking. There's a cop right there with an AR-15.
Sure.
I'm like, they're gonna fucking flip the fuck out, and they just did not give a shit. I was like, all right, good.
No, because every old man has like a pocket knife on them for some fucking reason, and they bring it to a game. No one knows why.
No one knows why.
I need to cut something. You're like,
my wrist, because this is gonna make me want to kill myself, dude. It was so annoying. So annoying. We had a good time though at the end.
Yeah. How many Americans leave that house? And like, I think about it all the time. Like, just you leave the house as if you're never going, like, we're not walking out into society. Like, we're walking out into society. I don't live in nowhere, Utah. Like you know,
why do I have to hunt a mountain lion to death? It's like, oh, you probably won't because you live in Bucks County, you know? Yeah. So probably not. But you know, you can just take your wallet and keys. That's probably fine.
And you know what it is too? I heard stories, even stories from like Bonnie and Clyde. We still had a culture that, like, if you stopped at someone's house as a stranger, it would happen more often then. Like, it just, because, you know, things were more spread out and people knew that you might just be stranded or need something or
you would
stay at someone's house.
Right.
You know, it now you think about that and you think it's about crazy. Like, well, I'm inviting a murderer in or something. But it's well, part of me goes like, well, it's a shame that even if someone does have a, you know, every horror movie, you don't see a movie start with someone walking up with a tire iron being like, my car's stuck, and not think they're about to murder that whole family and of that house. But more likely on percentage, you know, somebody walks up and is like, yeah, I'm fucking stranded on the street. Could you guys help? They're like, you got to call triple. We can't. I got nothing. I don't even know. Can't help you. I don't know. You're a stranger. So there's sadness in there too. But always sadness. If Neil's talking, there's sadness.
That is true.
But yeah, it's a bummer. But yeah, we walk out like we're walking out into the Mojave. Like, it's just, it's like I have water. I've got a 7-inch blade. Yes, that's my, I've got my other blade for snakes. You're just like, what the fuck is going on, Dad? We're going to the Giants game. Like, what are you doing? Get your life together. You probably don't need, you wore your big boy pants today. I'm happy for you. It's insane.
You want to do plugs and then...
What are we doing? Fucking? Okay.
Yeah.
No? Cool. Let's do some plugs and then finish on up.
We could definitely be.
Could be. Oh, you had a burp that went.
Saliva wrong? And I was just.
I'm glad we have that recorded.
Oh, well, like, went down my lungs. I got hurt.
Speaking of dumb. Adam Nutter, where are you?
Oh, God. If I'm still alive by this comes out tomorrow, follow me at Adam Nutter on Twitter and all the good platforms, Instagram, TikTok. I live podcast tonight. We're doing the Gigi's Castle. So it won't matter. Just keep an eye out for other live stuff. November 11th, I'll be up in Ben Salem doing a show up there. That's going to be a good one. And then Neil's going to hit the shows we got going on together for the Drop 10 stuff. But again, my episode of Rap should be coming out this week, so check that out. Go check out 5 Till Midnight on this very network. Another podcast to do with Kyle Tovic, Sam Urban, Luke and Typo from Biting the Bullet podcast. It's fun. Talk a lot of shit. It's five of us just joking around, talking shit. Sometimes talk about the news and politics, but usually no. And that's on it for me. Probably not, but you know, it's fun. Yeah, good. Oh, LP conventions. Fuck, sorry. LP conventions January. January 19th to 21st is Florida. And the week after that is Georgia. I'll be there for both those things. So coming out to those. I think Minnesota, California too. Just not sure of those dates yet. So coming out. Sorry. Good.
Yeah, you can check me out at IamNeilWood.com for all my dates and details. Shout out to everybody that came out to the Boston Comedy Club show at 3-3's Brewing in Hamilton, New Jersey. Awesome to see you guys out there, and also the Halloween show from Atlantic City Comedy Club as well. They're two very fun events that I got to do recently. And I think I'm going to be doing November 10th. They've got two shows. So we've got some Drop 10 stuff coming up, which I'll mention in a second. And I think I'm going to be doing another Boston Comedy Club show down in Cape May. So come on out to that. Shout out to my Aunt Wib down there. I might get to see her. That's awesome. But yeah, come on out if you're in Cape May, November 10th. And look out for more details at IamNeilWood.com or IamNeilWood on all social medias. Of course, you have Myers Brewing Company, November 10th. You can come on out to those shows as well. So we've got a show in the city, and you can come check me out doing my thing down in Jersey. But yeah, two shows. We're there every second and fourth Friday at Myers Brewing Company right in Fishtown, Philadelphia. So check on at Biggest Little Comedy for all the dates and details for Fishtown shows. And we also have added some more shows. So you can check out Crown of Creation on November 3rd. That's in South Philly. And of course, we're back at Autumn Lake Winery November 2nd in Williamstown, New Jersey, with two great comics and ourselves as well. So me and Adam, and then we have Jay
Yoder. Not great. Two great comics and two not great.
Two great comics and two guys doing stuff. No. So you had, yeah, some great comics there. Jay Yoder and Brian Isley, two members of Drop 10 Media as well for our podcast. But very, very funny. Jay's on the Bored Teachers tour still. And going around nationally telling jokes and stuff. And Brian Isley's been at the Apollo Theater and lots of stuff, NBA stuff, and talking. I didn't realize how many like NBA programs he had been on and worked with them as well. So check all of that out over at droptent.com/events. We're basically saying fuck Eventbrite. So yeah, yes, just come and buy our tickets through there. We're going back to just selling them ours because they want too much money. And why are we paying for fees for a ticket? It doesn't make any dumb sense. So just go to droptent.com and pay right through there. We use trusted sources. We're using Stripe. It's really easy. Put in your card info. It's all up to snuff and really great. You can check it out. But if you're worried, but yeah, so buy your tickets through there, droptent.com/events, and cut out the fucking middle, man. Fuck all that shit.
Yeah, fuck all that shit, son.
Yeah, don't forget all of our Patreon members. Thank you so much for everything you do and subscribing. You know, we dropped a bunch of stuff for you guys, so hopefully you liked the episodes that we did and our live episodes out now. And we posted some extra stuff from Staten Island of us shooting the shit with some of the Staten Island comics, Patrick Haggerty, and some good old times of that show. So check out patreon.com/cultofus. It's only $5 a month. All right, get you all the stuff, get you a shirt, get you into the Discord to check out fights.
There are fights Saturday afternoon, which were wild. Yeah. So if you guys missed them, you're missing out.
Come on, get on in there for some sweet MMA action and lots of other stuff. Yeah, movie watches, us on the road, extra content all over the place. And you can check out our store at drop10.com/store. Click on that Cult of Us button. It'll show you everything we got. And you can buy a sweatshirt, a hat, whatever you like. Different colors, different stuff. Yeah, supports us, and we appreciate it, and it's quality stuff. So enjoy that. You can even buy something for the network if you want, just to support the network, because we are DIY. So thanks so much. Yeah, lots of good stuff coming up. Last thing for plugs, check out the new podcast coming out on the network. I mean, you know, check out all of them, of course, but we've got, you know, the weekday comics are crushing. Seriously, Dad just wrapped up their first season. Of course, all the, you know, Add Another, Five Till Midnight, Legitimate Scholar. There's a bunch of cool pods on there. And starting out, we have that Late Bloomers and also a basketball podcast by the very mentioned previously, Brian Isley, Bird. Really fun, very informative. Those guys are crushing. I didn't realize how much, you know, the depth of Brian Isley's knowledge when it comes to basketball shit. So get it. And the first episode, they're just settling. They're just like, who's the GOAT? Let's get it the fuck out of the way. So tune in for that stuff. And yeah, support the network. Other than that, boom. Yeah. YouTube.
Yeah, I actually like Brian's sports. Again, old man Boomer posting on Facebook, Brian Isley. But I read his sports takes on Facebook, and I agree with most of them.
Yeah,
most of them I agree with. He knows what he's talking about. Some of them, like Brian, that's a shit take, but most are good.
Yeah, it's called high IQ because they're kind of, they're attaching, the depth of knowledge on it is insane. And Brian is a pretty good fucking basketball player himself. Even like, he could pull up in a lot of different, I was, since talking with him, I'm like, man, I want to fucking play him in basketball bad.
You should.
But I'm going to get fucking,
I don't know. You're tall, though. You're tall, though.
You can only do so much, man. If you can't put in the basket, it's an issue. I got to get back into it with, I'm strong now. Like, I'm always conscious of that knee.
I was going to say your knees is going to be like, hey man, remember this knee? Good luck.
Yeah. It's like lateral. I'm working on all of it, but whatever. It's, I'm out there like a psycho with weights on my legs, trying to do stuff, but I'm just waiting for, just that knee to buckle on me trying to dunk in a certain moment of the game.
I mean,
just see the
definitely
knee, like,
don't try to dunk.
And then, how dare you?
Definitely don't try to dunk because your knee's going to go right around from under you. You're going to Tom Segura yourself, dude.
No. We're only so lucky.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, fun. Anyway, check out all that shit out.
Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah. Jeez. What has been going on? I'm all over the place. I mean, it's nice that you and your dad are, the dynamics have switched.
Yeah, it's a nightmare.
Dude, the Boston Comedy. When I tell you that, like, Hamilton showed
people
up.
People think that's in Boston. It's not, by the way. No. People always think that, though. It's
I
not
can understand. But it's not, yeah, they're just doing shows all over the place. But that 3-3 is brewing. Like, I'm not nervous, but I'm wondering because it's like Hamilton, so it's my hometown. I'm like, showing up just I wonder who's going to show up. Wonder what's going to happen, especially if they're going to be talkative. And there was just three women who, no joke, like, it's probably one of the worst. Yeah, probably up there with some of the worst hecklers like I've had in a while. That talking about old people acting like children. It's insane, man.
They
like, I actively
or
talking to me on stage from their seats. And when I tell you that because of the situation, it's not like, you're doing it in just like a brewery someplace, it's not optimal. So I have got like people all the way in the back of the brewery that are trying to pay attention to me. And then all the way up front, I've got my three aunts, just been my three aunts or sisters and stuff.
Just talking shit.
Talking as if I wasn't holding a microphone, like just going, like, they were laughing at just my name being Neil Wood and giggling and then responding back as if I was talking directly to them.
What if I was there and they would have lost their mind and nutter?
I was like, guys, you gotta, like, hello, focus up. Like, it was, they were fun. It was just insane how much they did. Could not, I've never looked at someone like, could you please stop talking, like, while I'm talking? And then, I mean, it happens, but when this happens, you're like, right, could you stop talking and then, like, go back, say something. And then she just looks at you and responds directly with what you just said. And I'm like, wow, we're really, this is Hamilton. This is what you guys are, you're just acting. This is, we're not at a table with, like, Dunkin' olive oil with some bread and stuff. Like, we're having a thing. It's beautiful. Very, very fun. Great venue. But, dude, Hamilton, every time. Small town. Wow. They almost, the headliner for the night was a funny guy, Julio Diaz. Dude, it's a migrant town, but he didn't know that. So he was just like, oh, I must be like the only Latino person you've seen for miles. And to hear it's all white people in there. There's one person in there from Latino descent. And to hear them like, no, like, I was like, are you guys all children? What is happening? Because they're just like, we have a lot of Latinos in here. We got all the Latin people. Like, it's like, yeah, you guys never talk to them. Like, it's that town of like, yeah, you know, Latin people exist. Yeah, yes, they work under you. You see them, you buy tacos from them, and then you don't talk to them. Is probably how it goes. It's such a weird disparity.
That's the natural order. Stop trying to fuck up the natural order of things.
Hey, we know them. Yeah, I know a Juan. Like, that's all they were like. Latin friend, he works for me, but and we only exchange four sentences every once in a while, but we're friends. It's like, all right, white people, just calm down a little bit. You guys don't know Spanish. We all know that. It's a migrant town where it's at least in Texas, like, people know that they deal with them, so they learn the language. Like, habit is just like, oh no, we're not learning the language. It's like, you just work for us. Like, it's like, come on, guys. That's
I tried I tried. I took Italian for 6 years of my life, you know, in school. And for funsies the other day at the gym, I tried counting to 10 in Italian. Couldn't get past 3 out of 4. Couldn't get, but not 5. I couldn't get past 5. I tapped out of 5. So I don't know. I think learning other languages is impossible. And I think everybody does it as a wizard. I that and playing guitar. I think if you play guitar and know 2 languages, we should actually kill you because you're not a human being. You're something. You're a magic person, and I can't trust that.
Antonio Banderas.
My caveman brain does not like that. It's like Uncanny Valley to me. I gotta kill it. I gotta kill it to fucking quench my feelings of unease.
Yeah, yeah. That Antonio Banderas movie, sexiest movie of all time. Salma Hayek, Antonio Banderas.
13th Warrior. Wasn't it 13th Warrior?
No. Yes, he is in that. You're not wrong. I'm talking to the hyper-sexualized Western when he's got the guns in the cases. That's
Zorro.
No.
Was it Zorro?
No.
Okay. He was in that?
You think Zorro
was that just being racist?
You're
saying Spanish.
No, you're not. No, you're not, but you're just mentioning other movies in which I'm trying to... It was like Bandito or whatever. I can't remember.
I know what you're talking... No, but I know what you're talking about, and I gotta know it because it's gonna bother me. So let me think of it. Hold on.
This is the worst... This is what I hate about podcasting.
Talk. You're talking your thing. I'm trying to think of it. I'm listening to you. Say what you're saying. It's gonna trick my fucking memory. Go. Talk. Say what you're saying. I'm just saying I have to know internally what it is. It's gonna bother me. Continue your speech.
In that movie...
Antonio Banderas, yes.
Yes. In the movie, he is... All the sex appeal he has. He is clad in some type of leather pant that we don't even, I don't think they make anymore. And he knows how to just seduce ladies with a guitar. And yeah, you could make a claim that he might be a Latin wizard of some kind. We don't know. I don't know that, you know, I didn't, he might be putting a spell on. I know he's only maybe like 5'2", but sex appeal is there and it's unfortunate. And then Salma Hayek walks in and you're just like, I need to see you two fuck. I need to. It's unfortunate in that way. Get your bone up, man. You got to watch that movie. I will remember it. But here's the problem is he made 2 movies. This is, I always do it. There's 2 movies that are very similar. And one is just the one with Salma Hayek and it's sexy as fuck. And it's got like the whole story.
So hot.
And then they made another one that was fairly close to the same thing. Anyway, but.
Desperado.
Desperado is the one that I'm thinking of. Yes.
Desperado.
Thank you. But in that movie, I don't even know how to express how turned on everyone should be watching it.
By the way, me coming up with Desperado, it felt like, ever see those cows get like those fucking blisters popped and like the immediate relief they feel when they get there. So I felt like just now, like immediate relief out of my chest of like getting the movie. That was so annoying.
You Googled it.
No, I was going to, and I stopped myself.
I think
I wanted to get it myself.
I think you put in Antonio Banderas and then...
I put in Antonio Banderas and then I was like, you know what? I'm going to remember this. And I stopped. And then that's why it took me
extra 4. I think you saw it pop up on the screen.
It didn't come up at all.
Mm-hmm.
At all.
Okay. So, no, you're just that good, man.
No. Look, seriously. Phantom of the Opera, Zorro, wife, GIF, Indiana Jones, movies, age, height.
Right.
That's all that comes up.
They bury the sexy ones.
That's all that comes up. You guys should all Google that yourself. I see. I did that, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to get it. And I got it.
Antonio Banderas, sexiest roles, Desperado, Interview with a Vampire, and he's in Phantom of the Opera? Yeah, he is in Phantom of the Opera. Is that the Gerard Butler one? I think he's in that one. If he's not, he should be, because that's amazing.
I remember the play? He was in
that.
The
isolate actual that, clip that play? Up. I want that clip. A play? Like you couldn't even understand how that would be possible.
A book. You're telling me people read books.
Right. I did go to Fright Factory. I haven't been to a haunted house thing. I did a little haunted house thing. That was fun.
Oh, the weekend.
A good time, yeah. Good time. Not too shabby. I was, you know. Disappointing. The level of horror could have been it. You know what happened is just like in typical Neil fashion, I saw that they were doing it wrong. And I was trying to tell other people that we need to change our habits because you're ruining the experience.
Now people, I'm sure, love that too.
People love it. People love it when you're right in a scenario that they would need to just change a one little thing, but them, that would be an acknowledgement of you being right. And we're Americans. Stubbornness is patriotism. So you can't be right, because that would mean I'm wrong, and that can't be a possibility. But it comes down to Haunted House 101. You have to put time in between the parties. Everyone knows this. And when people start bunching up, you start missing, you know, the scare. You start missing the scare at the timing. So I'm like trying to be like, nah, just you go ahead. It's fine. And I'm with somebody, you know, I'm trying to the other people in front. Go. Yeah, no, you go. We got to wait. But then I realize they're bunching us up, and then there's people behind you, and you're like, well, hey, there might be somebody that's going to pop out. I'm going to miss it because they popped out. And then you get the pop out scare where the people in front of you get scared, and then you're vacant. That was like every time. No, Adam, it's not right. It's fucked up because I'm going there to get my blood pressure up so I can feel something.
I feel
and
you.
Be threatened with a chainsaw. And when that doesn't happen, okay, I paid $30 good dollars. You know what I mean?
$30 hard-earned dollars.
All right. I put that down. I had to do a comedy thing or something.
Yeah, you got to jerk off some dicks or something. Something seedy.
Something that has seed involved.
Something that was seed involved for sure.
In one way or another. Yeah. And yeah, man, which is fun. I don't know. I'm thinking I'm trying to get in Field of Screams beforehand. I really want to get. It was good that you were panicked, I think, because the one thing they did when they were spacing us out in the beginning, which was great, and it just throw you into a dark space. Because your eyes are adjusting from the light. They were just like, here's no lights, go. And you're just feeling it out, putting your hands out, trying to feel. You're like, if someone, I'm going to punch someone. Luckily, they were smart and didn't put any something up. But dude, when I tell you that we walked into pure darkness for the first like probably minute of just in the dark, completely blacked out, just trying to find our way down a hallway, I was like, this is great. This is fucking amazing.
Surprised. You
would have freaked out.
No, I don't see it.
You would have PTSD'd out and would have punched somebody.
100%. This is why it's surprising me that you'd like haunted houses, because I think they're so fucking dumb. Like, I don't, because you know it's fake. So there's zero fear of like, I'm not gonna get stabbed. Like, the whole point is I need the fear. Also, I've been shot at a few times for real. So it's like, it's kind of hard to go back from that. You know what I'm saying? So it's I know they're not gonna touch me. They can't. I'm expecting someone to jump out at me. So you're going and being like, all right, well, I'm looking at every corner and being like, where's the guy? Where's the thing? Where's the fucking thing? None of this is real. I can't put myself in the fucking moment because it's so fake. It's gay to me. I'm like, this is very gay. This is very gay. It's a waste of my time. I don't, haunted hay rides are fucking stupid. I think I need to go to the one in San Diego where they like torture you for real. You sign a waiver to be like, we're just gonna torture you for an hour. Like, that's I'll panic on that, sure. But like, gonna be tortured. But like, outside of like a fake one, it's just like, I don't know, dude. I just don't get it.
Is the end of our friendship, then, I guess. Because that's the way you're breaking it to me is like, this is the end of it. One, you use a derogatory gay to refer to something I love, upsetting for multiple reasons, but you know what I mean. But like, holy cow, I mean, if you're going to belittle it, if you're going to bring it down to a thing of like, this is all fake, if you want to get into real shit stuff, you should have kept your old job. I don't
that's
know.
What I'm saying.
Like, that's Halloween every day. So
that's what I'm saying.
Well, then it doesn't make any sense, Adam. This and yeah,
it's hard to come back from that shit.
But you shouldn't. No, it isn't, because you can pull yourself. Something can be fake. All the stuff you take in is fake. You only take in fake things and try to make
everything
real in
is fake.
Head.
It's simulation. Thank you for coming
no,
around.
It's not. I'm saying sports. You're not playing on the field, but you put yourself in those shoes. You have a codependent relationship.
There's a real outcome to that, whereas opposed to haunted house, there's no real. Like, I can win money off the game. I get satisfaction.
I'm on your dad's side. It's just a game. You missed a dumb touchdown. You're a fucking.
They don't fucking take his old man's side and making me miss that touchdown. Do not take that side. No, he fucked me out of that touchdown. A touchdown I'll never see again. And the Giants only score like 7 touchdowns this year, if that. So we, you know, all the ones we get, I want to see. That's all I'm saying.
In the fake game that they played,
it's not fake.
It is fake. Way that it's fake, yeah, it is fake. You know that there will be a result, right? You know that there's going to be a result of some kind. You know that. That result may vary, you know, depending on whatever, but you know there will be a result. Someone is going to win or lose.
Correct.
Right. So you understand there's an expectation there.
Okay.
You know that that your involvement has, I mean, as much as you make a joke about you just need to go to every game, you do know your involvement has nothing to do with it.
Sir, did they win when I was there? Okay.
This is the
Did they lose when I wasn't there?
Well, then by that logic, I can then say that it was real for me then. I would say that the haunted house ride then, I thought I was going to
You could
die.
Have your truth.
If you're having that ridiculous nonsense and can't follow a line of logic, it's listen, understandable.
Listen, as a sports fan who's a team full of losers, I appreciate what you're doing. Because you do what I do every week when the Giants lose. Loser talk spin zone. I get it. Loser talk spin zone. You spin into how you want to make it sound, how you know, to your point. I get it. I do it every week. I'm like, hey, man, you know what? I wanted the Giants to lose 40-0 because honestly, it's a better draft pick for them. See, you spin it to what you make it sound like a positive. You know what I'm saying?
Anyway.
Spin zone, loser talk. That's what you're doing for your Honda House thing. And I appreciate that as a sports guy. So I'm going to let you have that because you're doing the thing I do. And I appreciate that.
Oh, well,
but
thanks.
You are wrong. Just know you're wrong. Thanks. Just like I'm wrong about the Giants every week, you are wrong about the Haunted House thing.
You're wrong for multiple reasons. It's great. I mean, it's good that in our cult we have these discussions because you're wrong. One, thinking that you still actually like football. You actually just
hate
like,
it.
You're just addicted
every
to
day.
Betting.
I hate
I know
it
you're
every
just
day.
Addicted.
I hate it every
you're
day.
Just addicted to betting. That's all that this is. And it's
dude,
funny.
It makes me so sad. I hate it every day.
Yeah. I was like, I know you wouldn't even watch it as much if you weren't betting. We know that to be true.
Also true. 100%.
So you're actually building in, you're doubling down on the fakeness of it. And the importance of it, I guess I should fake, say, I should say you're doubling down on how the importance of it. I would say that's what sports fans do. They take something that is technically just a game and the importance becomes, that's what I was saying about like you hated how Philly felt. I was like, dude, people are, it's not a good feeling in the city from my point of view. I see people smile like, sure, but because of the volatility, there's like, it's like the actors, the main character at the end of Pearl. Where it's like they're cry smiling. Like, you have to win. If you don't, oh, fuck, I don't know what I'll do. Like, dude. And it's not a good feeling. That's what I think people is like, well, then the city will feel. I'm like, wait a second. I'm on edge because everyone in the city, if they don't win, is going to what? Like, what
or
are you
win.
Guys going to do?
Actually, either one.
It's
either
insane.
Way, they're going to riot. So
don't worry. It's not a good feeling. They're on edge. Everybody in this fucking whole thing is on edge.
I think you guys win tonight, though. So.
I mean, listen, I'm fine with the win. I just don't like the importance of it. That's what I'm saying. I go like, what? I was talking on stage, like riffing on a fucking new shit. I was like, God, Philly, how much distractions do you need to not deal with the politics of running this fucking city? Like, at what point is it be like, dude, we won. Okay, good. Schools, should we even care? Are the Eagles going to help with math scores?
Why do
no?
you think I want the Giants and Yankees to win? Because I just got to focus on that. And I can't focus on that because they suck. So I got to focus on real shit. And I hate it. But if you fucking win, I'll get shut my brain off. But here we are, not winning games. Making me fucking hate on other teams and be miserable. Thanks, Giants and Yankees, you fucking scumbags. All right, I gotta go.
Yeah, you do. I'm just saying, you know, maybe make sure you can vote in November and figure out some things.
Oh, he's also gay. Everything's gay unless the Giants and Yankees win.
well,
Giants and Yankees win, I'll be happy. Until then, I hate everything.
This is
stupid.
This has been the opinion of Adam Nutter, not the express written opinion of Neil Wood on the cult of us. That's his side of the cult. Just want that to be aware. I got comedy clubs I need to work with, so fucking watch it. But I understand where he's coming from. I will say that. Guys, this has been another fucking sweet episode. Let's see if Philly implodes or explodes, depending on if we win or lose. I don't know. But good luck to the Giants and everything they're doing. And, you know, I hope I hope you win, buddy. I'll see you guys next time. It's been another day in the cult. Pope out.
Bye.
By the renewing of your mind.
The recycling. It's a flesh body world.
Do it.
Human.
Do it.
Sir Slimy Reptilian.
This has been a Drop Tent Media production.